Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, 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 folks. God bless y'all. Thank you for coming and coming back in. Thank y'all. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry. Gathering here in the Garden of Joy. Gathering in the Garden of Joy, folks. God bless you. Thank you for gathering, hearing this word. And I'll try to keep it short. I always say, hey, this is only a 3-5 minute message and end up being longer. But just bear with me. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet and get to the point. So God bless you. Reverend Doc here, the out-of-the-box pastor here, unheard pastor, the overlooked pastor, and the outcast. I am the outcast pastor of Prince William County, Virginia, preaching you out of Manassas, Virginia, and also out of Gainesville, Virginia, until we get rid of that camper and move on. It's falling apart. We don't have the money to put it in back into order, so we're trying just to get rid of it. So anyway, folks, moving on from that, thank you all for taking a moment with the sponsors or the advertising here, because we're trying to grow our establishment here into the broadcast networking, podcast, radio, and TV, trying to get sponsors. So support the ministry where you can and visit us at www.ireceiveradio.org. ireceiveradio.org. And now you can visit 3 websites, 4 websites, even 5. We have sponsors there where you could go shopping. I believe I have 9 sponsors here that are partnering with us. You get discounts on any order. All our listeners and watchers here through the TV, podcast, and radio do get anywhere from a 15 to a 30% discount on whatever you're purchasing of from clothes to non-alcoholic cocktail beverages. We have also Big Fork beef jerky and sauces, Chicago style. We have many, many different types of things, jewelry. So stop by and visit. ireceiveradio.org. It is www.ireceiveradio.org. And check out the sponsors and everything, and you'll find it everywhere. Visit all the websites. They're user-friendly to leap forward and backward, inside and out. And spend some time there. Please donate where you can. I do need your help to keep everything going afloat. Things are getting tough right now, and I'm sure you have a tough time too. So just give from the heart. It's not a 10% deal, folks. That was done and over with when Jesus Christ said it is finished. Everything was finished. And it's no longer 10% tithing, no more 10% obligation. You give from your heart. Read the Bible. Put your phone down and read your Bible. Search with your phone. Find your verses and open your Bible and read them. And that's where you get your true relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's get on with the message here. I'm going to try to keep it short. Really am. Let's just get to the point where you can have strength in the Lord and Jesus Christ, who gives you eternal life, eternal life, eternal life. And working with the carnal mind, we have a little bit of an issue going on with Satan, who walks and stalks and is roaming to and fro and desires you, and he will get you through your mind. So your carnal mind, the carnal mind is defined as relating to or given to food body pleasures and appetites, also marked by sexuality. Same with the coronal eyes. Bodily corporal. Corporal. Seen with the carnal eyes. Temporal. And that's the superior and the superiority of spiritual and eternal over the carnal. Have spiritual power over it. And it's carnal is fleshly, sensual, animal, meaning having a relationship to the body. Carnal may mean only this, but more often coordinates derogatory. I've had a cold and my throat is killing me, so bear with me. I've got a sore throat while I'm cranking this microphone up for you to hear me. An action or a manifestation of a person's lower nature, fleshly, is less derogatory than carnal. Sensual may apply to any gratification of a bodily desire or a pleasurable pleasure, but commonly implies sexual appetite with absence of the spiritual or intellectual. So, and goes into an animal aspect would be the stresses the physical as distinguished from the rational nature of a person. You'll be just come ravishly animal-minded. If you as you please, if you want to eat this, you want to do that, you want to grab that or this or that, and fornication and everything goes on. The carnal mind leads up to everything. We know all the definitions. We know all the depth of it. And we handle it in every manner, in every day. Faces this all the time. So we're going to just get into the message. And the devil, the adversary, our evil one, we pray. Keep us from the evil one. Protect us from the evil one. John 10:10, the thief comes all to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, Jesus said, have come that they may have life and to have it to the fullest, more abundantly, overflowing, enriched, glorified, glorifying me, praising me for what I've done for you. I have sent my son to die on the cross for you. In that relationship, you will remove that carnal mind through Christ. You will become a new child in Christ, folks. You can give up all kinds of things through Christ, the power, the name, the blood is healing you. You know, I am my Father God. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ who died on the cross, but he risen, has not died. Taking the keys from Hades, the gates of hell, and the keys of death, my sin, the keys of sin. Sin that I've been born with, inherited, and I have been removed from. And I thank you for this, but forgive me for the sins that I have committed since then until now. And I gain your relationship, Jesus Christ. I gain it and grow it through your word, the paper word, the Bible, through I am and not AI. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Protect me, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we have that going on, folks, and we wrote in the, we spoke in the carnal mind definition. Now, Romans 8:1-10, the Passion Translation, and please bear with me with my throat hurting here. So as the case is closed, the case has been closed. What case has been closed? Jesus Christ died on the cross. And Pilate, he said, okay, it's all done. Well, Jesus Christ said it was done. It's finished. And the counselors and the elders, they all, and the Sadducees and the Majesties and the Phagisties and the Tagisties and the Wagisties and all these Phagisties, just like the isms we have today, all these Agisties. Now, the case is closed. Jesus Christ died. Guess what? Jesus Christ rose in 3 days. When they saw that grave and that stone rolled away and that seal, the seal with all the ropes, that was a seal assuring that it was locked down. They couldn't move it. It died. And that stone was rolled away. That seal meant nothing. The seal, when they said the grave, the tomb was unsealed. It directly means that mankind cannot hold Jesus Christ down. The seal of the king, emperor, the earthly lord of lord, they call that they worship this guy and this godly man. That seal was broken. Everybody thinks that the seal, that the tomb was sealed. The seal was removed. It was taken down. And you can have your mind restored through Christ and all these things that you're handling worldly. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus. This is the Passion Version of Romans 8, 1 through 10. And with Jesus, their life union with Jesus, the anointed one, for the law, little l, of the spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us from the law, little l, of sin and death, little s, little d. For God achieved, the capital G, for God achieved what the law, man's law, was unable to accomplish because the law was limited to by the weakness of human nature. Yet, God sent his son. He sent us his son in human form to identify with us, and human weakness was witnessed upon ourselves. We witnessed our weakness, not Jesus. We witnessed our identification with human weakness, clothed with humanity. God's son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and power of sin. He took the keys. Jesus took the keys and rose up in his cloud. He rose above all mankind, rose above the sky, the clouds. But we shall all be caught up, or left over. We shall be caught up together and they've been put to the clouds with Christ, clothed with humanity. God gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and power of sin. So now, every righteous requirement, the law, man's law, can be fulfilled through the anointed one living his life in us, which becomes God's law. It's overwritten, rewritten, written. And it was rewritten, which was there from the beginning when he gave the tablets to Moses. And man rewrote the law. Just like Congress here in the United States, we write laws. But the law of the Lord stands firm forevermore. And those 10 laws, we cannot... We're going to mess up one. We mess them all up, folks. We know that through our mind. It's been taken. So everyone, righteous requirement, for every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living his life in us. When you become a new child in Christ, old passes away, and behold, everything becomes new. And Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he told the disciples when he sent them out, after he said, go into the world, speak this gospel, speak the word, God's word, speak this to the word to the world, to all mankind, all creatures of all ends of the earth. And Jesus told them, he says, if one believes and is baptized, shall be saved. You have eternal life. You have a relationship. But those who do not believe are condemned. They're condemned already. And then the law has been condemned, the guilt and power of sin. Get yourself out of it, folks. Throw that relationship. If you're doing it again, it's the mind. Let it go. I did it. I'm telling you, I did it. I never knew God was with me at that time, and I didn't believe it until August 18, 2016. And my life was turned around. I'm a true believer. I fall, yeah. I'm a pastor, yeah. I'm a Pentecostal reverend, yeah. And any pastor, any leader, any elder that says they don't sin that sin, committed sin already, just by the words that were in their mind, the carnal mind. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't talk about sexuality. It talks about everything. Anything from the mind that's in your mind that rolls off your tongue that is not in line with Jesus Christ, Father God Almighty, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, which you and me and every one of us on this earth were made in the likeness of them. So God created man in his image. He created man and woman, the man and woman he had created. Only man and woman. Only. So as the law, requirement of law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living in his life, living his life in us. Because we are, when Jesus Christ died, we became the church. The temple is us. It was removed. When the temple was, the curtain was ripped. The veil was ripped from top to bottom. Ripped in half, completely in half. 3.5 inches thick, intertwined, super twined by mankind. Was ripped in half. And they're like, whoa, what was that? What? I bet their eyes popped out of their head when they saw that. And the church was no longer, it was removed. But Jesus Christ died. It was finished. Everything. You are the church. God dwells in you. You dwell in God. It is a divine super connection, supernatural connection. We receive that supernatural power and authority that is given back to us. And law condemned the guilt and power of sin. The guilt and power of sin. We received authority and power. We reclaimed ourselves in Christ and reclaimed our power and authority when the Holy Spirit comes upon you in holy baptism. You can get a sprinkle. You can get dipped. You can dive. You can just put your feet in, put your finger in. I don't care how you get water baptism. I believe. I believe in water baptism. Yes. I don't care how you do it. But Jesus Christ was not baptized with sand. John the Baptist brought him into the river and said, I baptize you. I baptize you, he said. He was given that gift to baptize the anointed one. And what did Jesus witness? What did everybody witness? A dove and a voice from the heavens. My beloved son, the voice came and a dove ascended. The power and authority was invested and placed in the Christ. From the beginning, he had it, but it was enlightened, and it was a proof, well, it's not metaphorical, and it's not, it is an actual thing that comes upon you, and you receive it, and you can cast out demons in my name. You could do this. You could do even that greater things, Jesus said. You will do even greater things. And Jesus said to the Jews that were stoning him, get ready to stone him. He says, well, if you don't believe me, that the Father is in me and I am the Father, we are one. At least believe the works that my Father does through me. Because he was anointed with the power and authority in that holy baptism and proved and witnessed by many that said, well, I can have that too. I can do that too.
Yeah, you can.
That's how you get your carnal mind straight and get out of alcohol, get out of fornication, get out of drugs, smoking pot. That's laced with fentanyl that everybody smokes. Vaping, smoking cigarettes, cigars. I don't care what you're doing. Cheating on your wife or husband or having a manipulation mind control over your boyfriend or girlfriend when you first meet and you're stuck in a relationship. And you're in fear of leaving. The carnal mind gets you, brings you down. It destroys you. The adversary came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the life, I am the light, I am the way. No one goes to the Father but through me. And I come to give you life and give you life overflowing, abundantly overflowing. So please, please, don't let anybody tell you that you're broken, that you're inadequate and unworthy, because you're not. It was never taken away from us from Genesis 3, never. So God's Son gave his body. He was clothed in humanity. God's Son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God would once and for all condemn the guilt and the power of sin. So now every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living his life in us. And we are free to live. We're not controlled. We are free to live. We have free will, free minds, folks. Not according to the flesh. Not of the flesh, our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. Those who are motivated by the flesh are only pursue what benefits them. Those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities for the sense and reason of the flesh. Death is the occurrence. For the sense and reason of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. In fact, the mindset focused on the flesh fights God's plans and refuses to submit to his direction because it cannot. Said in Revelation, my throat's hurting me, folks. Pardon me. You are neither hot nor cold. You are lukewarm. I will vomit you from my mouth. In fact, the mindset, you that are doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, and even you know you're not supposed to, and you still do them. Focused on the flesh fights God's plan and refuses to submit to his direction because it cannot. For no matter how hard they try, God finds no purposeful pleasure with those who are controlled by the flesh, your carnal mind. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Holy Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, you are not of him. Now Christ lives his life in you. And even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, his life-giving Spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. That's beautiful, isn't it? Ephesians 6, 10 through 12 in the Passion Version again, the Passion Version. Studying that a little bit. It's growing. Brian Simmons and his crew are deep diving and getting into the powerful, true words the best they can. And it's not perfect, but it's a whole lot better in line than all the Bibles that I read. Now, Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete armor, his set of armor provided for us, so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. And I'll just leave out with the couple things on scripture here. Let me get this one. What happened here? Let me get this off of here. Folks, gain that relationship with Jesus Christ. Please, I encourage you. Submit your thoughts to Jesus. Cleanse your mind. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5 it was. Now 1 Corinthians 2:16. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Colossians 3, 2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Romans 8, 6 again. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. That's Romans 8, 6. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His will, pleasing and perfect will. That was Romans 12, 12. And I'm going to leave it out with Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. I love Isaiah too. I've grown to really like it. I love it. Now, it's, I don't want to say I just because I like it. No, I like it because it's a power empowering and it's prophetic. Not prophetic, prophetic. Isaiah 58, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, or your ways my ways, declares the Lord. The heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about these things, folks, and it keeps your mind clean. It keeps it clean and strong. I praise you, Father God, for this word. I praise you, Father God, that I'm touching somebody out here. If it's only one person, Father. I praise you, Father God, that you gave me my voice and strong enough that I can speak today. Father God, where my voice was gone for 5 days, I could hardly speak for a week. And for 2 weeks, I've been battling this, Father God, but through faith and some healing medications, Father God, that you provided that are natural. Healing things that I use, Father God, that we've got to watch how mankind works medications for our needs, that they could be addictive, Father God, that we can turn from them and use our mind that is not controlled by mankind to take us down, not only through our mind and heart, take us down in our flesh, in our body, our health, that will bring us down and keep us into the depths of the darkness that they desire, Father God. But we truly, with the prayer, the ultimate wireless prayer connection, Father God, that we have through the Holy Spirit, that we understand that if we stand fast, stand tall and strong in you, in Christ, and understand and know that we are not broken, we are not unworthy, we are not inadequate, but we shall suffer these days, Father God, until we are taken. And for those who are left behind that are gathered and taken and lifted up to the clouds to be with Christ, until the day comes that we see all the dead walking and all the living walking, Father God, that were taken up and joined together in death and life, that it would be combined together and become eternal life in you as the new world is set on this earth, where God brings his kingdom down. We know this to be a fact and true, Father God. When God sets his kingdom down, Father, your kingdom, and sets your son to be at the seat and to reign and to make everything whole and complete again as it was prior to Genesis 3, that we have that apparent authority. We have the ability to do things through Christ if we only believe. We only believe, trust, trust in you, Father. We love you, we praise you, and give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for this empowerment that we received through Christ when we made that relationship complete and whole. I received holy baptism, receiving the Holy Spirit, because we know the Holy Spirit will rest aside once Jesus comes down and sits at the seat of your kingdom. And holy, holy, holy be your name. Holy, holy, holy be your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Folks, God bless you. Stay toasty. I know it was a little long, but stop by the www.ireceivedradio.org. ireceivedradio.org. Stop by. You'll see a whole lot there. You can jump back and forth on the websites. Maybe stop by and visit and explore. Just explore. And you'll see where I'm at and struggling and moving things forward and how I've built in 4 years, established 4 years ago, coming this December 15th, here in about a month. We're going to celebrate a four-year anniversary as Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, civic and community nonprofit organization, and I am evangelist, licensed and credentialed and patented into this world, as we fleshly need credentials to do certain things. I am a evangelist to Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ Ministry in the state of Virginia, and I have all credentials for every 50 states to preach and walk freely and speak as I wish across this whole United States. I also am a Pentecostal reverend to an international church, PEC. Pardon me. I'm coming up 3 years in February 16th. I'll have my three-year anniversary there. And I believe in Christ. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross. He did not die, but he had risen. I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. And I believe there is eternal life that I'm going to receive. And I pray that anybody listening that doesn't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, start, please. And stay in touch with me. Contact me. I will give you some very powerful information that will build your rock that you have your life on in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was a mason. He was a cornerstone. The rock. It's not a log. We don't build our house on a log. We don't build our life in Christ on a log. It's a rock of life. The rock of salvation, the cornerstone, okay? And that's where I head, that's where my direction is. And I'm not saying mason, as some people think of a fleshly mason. You have to understand what mason is combined with the spiritual heavenly realm. And there's rock and the material in the heavens that we don't understand, and that's the rock of salvation that we're going to witness as believers. And pray that you are a true believer and you came to Christ and made that relationship, and do the best you can to stay on track. Do the best you can. Read Philippians 3, right? Read Philippians 3 and TPT, the Passion Version. Translation, I mean, TPT, the Passion Translation. You can Google that. It'll come up. Gets in depth in the words and really gets explicit on the mindset of where you should be in the heavenly realm and not jibber jabber. God bless you. Stay toasty. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. And you can visit us there at www.wordofhopethroughjesuschrist.org, www.wohtjcministry. And it's also on rss.com, WOHTJC Ministry, The Journey, rss.com. We also have a website for our sponsors that you can visit. And we also, that's WOHTJC Ministry, in the code ADX platform. You can find that. And you can also visit us, www.ireceivedradio.org. So we are on international television every Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here out of Manassas, Virginia. The Now Network every Saturday night. Reverend Robert Megarski, doc, I am. And we also have the radio, Received Radio. And you can get that on Alexa now through your skill enablement. I received radio.
Sorry, can you clarify what you want me to do?
No, Alexa, bye. She's talking to me already here.
Sorry, what was that?
You can exit. Goodbye, Alexa. Alexa, bye.
Catch you later.
All right, bye-bye. So anyway, you can get it on Alexa. You can get it on Audacity. You can get it on Android app. Android app. Everything's free. Free downloads. Ministry covers the expenses on everything. Donate where you can. We also have Roku TV, Fire TV, and you can get that. You download the app Live, L-I-V-E, 365. And search I Received Radio and put it into your favorites. All AI generated music. I have about 1,400 songs out of all types, all sorts, all uplifting. And we do have worship music, and it's all sorts from blues, bluegrass, country, country rock ballad, quartet, to black southern gospel, to some worship, praise, and we work into reggae and African styles mixed with Caribbeans, and it's just a whole lot. We have some Spanish songs up, but they're on English. Some Spanish style music as well. It's all uplifting. I love uplifting music. I don't like, I just don't like breaking down music. We're not broken. Sing to the Lord and praise the Lord joyfully. Joyfully. You want to give praise and stuff? That's fine too. I'm not putting it down. But this is what I believe in. This is where I stay with the Lord. And happiness and joy, fulfillment of joy. It gives me peace every night to go to sleep. Just praise. Just hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah now. Man, I got some great music going on, folks. Great. So stop by and visit. And also, it's on Infinity Radio Network as well. And we're going to reach out. Soon it'll be on iHeart and XM Radio and others as well. We'll try to work on that next year. If I can get the expenses going properly and the financial burden set. Donate where you can. I need your support. Please give your support. Give from the heart. God bless you. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Word of hope through Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you for gathering in the Garden of Joy, speaking God's word to the world. Take care until I talk to you again.